Prudential Summit on the 20th anniversary of EU membership. I'm Ksenia Samardzija-Matul.
This is Radio SI News.
President Natasha Pirc-Musar hosted today her counterparts from Italy, Hungary, Croatia and Austria. Their visit marked the 20th anniversary of Slovenia joining the EU. After the meeting of the five presidents, Pirc-Musar emphasized the importance of good neighborly relations, which are the foundation of the European Union, and added that the European Union is open to countries that share the same values. Pirc-Musar also thanked the neighboring countries for their help after the August floods. She emphasized that the EU is dealing with many geopolitical and structural challenges. She announced that Slovenia, as a member of the Security Council, will continue to work to find ways for lasting and just peace both in Ukraine and for the protection of civilians in Gaza and elsewhere in the world. Foreign Minister Tanya Fayon confirmed that the Israeli Foreign Ministry summoned on Sunday Slovenian Ambassador Andrea Purkart Martinez over the country's vote in favor of a draft resolution that recommended that Palestine be admitted to full UN membership. She said that Slovenia does not see this membership as a threat to the security of Israel. Slovenia's ambassador to Israel, meanwhile, confirmed and reiterated Slovenia's position that for us, Palestine's UN membership in no way threatens the security and stability of Israel. The Slovenian Foreign Ministry is yet to decide whether to summon the Israeli ambassador, Fayon said, also adding that they are in constant touch with the ambassador. Ecuadorians have voted in favor of allowing the military to patrol their streets as part of a referendum on bolstering security in the country. The poll was called after Ecuador went from being relatively peaceful to having the highest recorded murder rate in Latin America. Voters also backed longer prison terms and extraditing violent criminals. Human rights groups have raised concerns that the measures could lead to abuses. President Daniel Noboa called the referendum following a spate of high-profile murders, including the assassination of a presidential candidate last year and several mayors in recent months. A kiosk designed by Slovenia's greatest architect, Jože Plečnik, officially reopened in the Square Prešerno Trg in Ljubljana to give up-and-coming entrepreneurs a boost. It used to sell newspapers and cigarettes, but now it will foster innovative ideas and aim to promote products for entrepreneurs who trained under Regional Development Agency program dedicated to meet local challenges. It will be mostly cloudy and rainy tomorrow. Expect more rain in eastern parts of the country. Early morning temperatures will range from 0 to 7 degrees, daytime highs 3 to 9 at the coast, 11 to 14 degrees Celsius.
Radio SI, traffic update.
Due to Bora winds on the H4 expressway Nova Gorica-Razdrto, high-sided vehicles, camping vehicles and coolers are prohibited between Nanos and Selo, and there is 1 kilometer long traffic of lorries at the Karavanke tunnel in the direction of Austria.
Radio SI.
Tri minutke čez 19, pa smo prišli tudi do konca tega radijskega popoldneva. Večer bomo popestrili tudi s pogledom v glasbeno zgodovino in tokrat vam predstavljamo country zvezdo Glena Campbella. Če ste na poti, seveda skrajno previdno, Luka bo še naprej skrbel za vašo dobro prometno informiranost. Ivo pa želim lep večer še naprej.
Wind down with Radio SI.